I know it wasn't the day that you maybe you were expecting, and you knew you were going to be down one of your key players there, but the start against Hugoton was good. Just unfortunately didn't finish out that way throughout the day today.
Yep, I think, you know, we did know coming into this we were a little up in the air mm-hmm. after losing Allie yesterday. That's a pretty big blow to our team. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I we came out, we get up 9-0, and I was very positive of what I was seeing. And then, you know, we let them mm-hmm. just right back in it, and then we can't ever gain a lead after mm-hmm. that. And, you know, just, again, we see some positive things and see girls step up at times, but it's just never all of us together, and it's never a whole team effort, I feel like. And that's, you know, where we're lacking that chemistry, that team effort of everybody, you know, playing for each other right there. And that's, you know, again, it catches up to us, and it caught up with us, you know, the whole night tonight. So,
and, you know, what was probably the biggest thing that you saw from your team, the kind of the downfall here tonight?
You know, we would fight back, and we'd get right there, and then it just is like we kind of think, okay, good enough. But, you know, we play sometimes with so much energy and intensity, mm-hmm. and you know, we get down a couple points, and we get these blank stares or scared stares on our faces, and you know, we just right now don't have that killer, you know, competitor in us, and we don't mm-hmm. have that want to just get everything. And you know, we talked a lot about playing with intention, being intentional, and that's just, I think we're lacking right there on that competitive mm-hmm. drive and wanting to compete. And that's, you know, it's frustrating to watch as, you know, coaches and fans, and it's frustrating for the girls, you know, but it's we've got to learn how to get that push and that want right now, and that's where I feel like we're lacking.
I mean, considering with what the short turnaround, you guys really didn't have much of a practice without Allie there, but and having a new setter here, but what were some things that maybe you liked with your team here tonight, even though it was a tough go?
I feel like, you know, I feel like we had some younger girls step up a little bit and you know, try to rally a bit. You know, Allie's sometimes kind of that driving force out there. So without her, we weren't really sure. And, you know, Allie Patton gets thrown in mm-hmm. at 5:00 last night. And I felt like, you know, she stepped up. She, you know, of course you're going to have mistakes, but mm-hmm. She battled through that. And, you know, she's just kind of that player where I've literally thrown her into every situation, and she just takes it and, you know, with a smile on her face. And she probably doesn't always have a smile on her face when she turns away from me. But, you know, I commend her hugely, because not every player is like that, and not every player will take that the way that she does. But you know, I saw, like I said, some good things, but you know, it's just the little things that, you know, we talk about and we say in a huddle, and when it doesn't get done, and that's, you know, like finding who their hitter is, and we've got to get a block on her, and I don't even know that we've blocked one time, you know, their hitter against Ulysses. And if we can't get a block, you know, she's going to swing away the whole night, and that's what she did. And so, you know, just that, also being able to adjust and listen, and it just that's got to be there before we can go anywhere else.